Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
And back to school is what we're talking about next, because with children back in class, controversy continues over schools seeking what are termed voluntary contributions from parents. And they can range from €50 to several hundred euro per pupil. And they're often used for things like photocopying, cleaning and other costs. But should schools still be asking for these contributions? And are they just putting too much pressure on parents to pay? Well, Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us. And Brian, these are called voluntary contributions, aren't they?
They are. Good morning, Claire. I think a lot of parents would debate just how voluntary they are. You know, many parents will be getting nudges from this week on to pay these contributions. They can range in scale, as you said. And obviously, the more children you have in school, the more you pay. Now, think back to last year, and there was a one-off budget measure by government, which was increasing funding to schools. And then we had additional COVID payments. And really, we were told last year that should have been enough in 2022 to avoid schools having to ask for this payment. This school year, unfortunately, many parents are being asked again for these contributions. There are some reports that parents are really feeling under pressure to pay. Minister Foley has said no parent can be compelled to pay a voluntary contribution to a school. We know the government brought in a €53 million scheme for free books for primary schools. That was from September this year. And Minister Norma Foley said, I want to be very clear in terms of the voluntary contributions. No parent can be compelled to make a voluntary contribution to a school. Now, first up, I spoke to two parents, Michael in Cork and Alice in Galway, just to get their thoughts on these contributions.
I've got two kids in school in Cork City. One is in secondary school and the other is in primary school. Every year, obviously, kids are growing, so you kind of need some new form or uniform, either jumper 1 year or definitely pants and shirts every 2 years. I was hoping, like that this year, that the government, you know, we wouldn't have to pay anything towards it. But unfortunately, we were asked for voluntary fees for covering journals and photocopying, etc. But I thought all of that was abolished. You know, the schools, to be fair, don't put too much pressure on us to pay it, but you kind of have to, like, you feel like you kind of have to. It's almost like peer pressure.
Yeah, I think the school contribution is very reasonable for our school here in the West of Ireland. We're in a DESH zone, or we've got DESH status. A €60 contribution is affordable for me. It may not be for others. It might be harder if you've more children. I feel, knowing the school principal and admin, that they'd be very open to helping you pay it in parts if you needed to. I suppose maybe because I'm on the Parents Association, I've gotten to know the school and their challenges, that €60 feels more than fair. I do wish the government would support the school more, because I see all of the wonderful things that the school would like to provide for the children but can't. And I can really understand why they have to ask parents for some money.
So that's Alice and Michael giving you their thoughts. Brian, you mentioned the kind of amounts that parents are being asked for earlier on. Just give us a better sense of that.
Actually, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul had produced data where they put the range from about €30 to €550 per child. The average is about €140. The National Parents Council had pointed out that there can sometimes be a disconnect between, for example, for what ministers for education might say and what actually happens on the ground in schools. So the council chief executive, Áine Lynch, had said parents do feel under pressure and children do get letters from the school. And it's the complexity of the relationship with schools that obviously makes parents feel under pressure to pay. You heard Michael talking about that peer pressure that he felt. Now, I spoke to Stephen Moffat he's the National Policy Manager of Barnardo's. This is some of what he had to say, Claire, about what they're hearing from parents in recent days as children return to school.
Well, we know that principals and boards of management still feel like they are compelled to ask parents for voluntary contributions. They feel like they don't have the funding directly from the department to cover all their costs. I know a lot of principals are reluctant to do it, but they feel like they have to. And unfortunately, it is ending up putting pressure on parents to pay voluntary contributions, often parents who might not be in a position financially to do so. Some schools may only be looking for, you know, 40, 50 euro, but we do know plenty of schools in which parents are being asked for, you know, upwards of 150, 200 euro. And as you pointed out, if you have three children in that school, that's a large amount of money to try and come up with. On top of that, you know, schools should be taking some actions as well to try and at least alleviate some pressures on, say, the families who might be struggling most financially. So there should be chasing up parents for voluntary contributions, should never be sending at home with any notes home with children. And they should never be combining voluntary contributions with access to other important day-to-day requirements of children. You know, we've heard of schools, if children can't get lockers unless they pay voluntary contributions, they can't get access to school book rental schemes unless they pay voluntary contributions. So, yeah, absolutely, government can do more, but also schools could do more themselves on this issue.
And just on that, you know, why schools are asking for the payment at all, Brian, you did get a response from the INTO.
Yes, because obviously schools feel they need this payment. I spoke to John Boyle, who's General Secretary of the INTO, and I asked him, well, why are schools still having to ask for voluntary contributions? And this was his response.
Every child gets €1 a day in the primary sector. So the principal of a school gets about 25 quid for insuring the classroom, for cleaning it, for the classroom materials, for the heat, the electricity. And to be fair to the government, last year, with the crisis in cost of living, they increased it by 40%. But all that money's gone now. There's no sign of that money for this school year. They're asking for voluntary subscriptions to make up this big gap. And is particularly galling for us in the INTO, because in a secondary school, to run the same classroom, you get nearly twice as much. And really, that just doesn't make any sense, because the insurance bills and the heat and electricity are the same. So we have a lot of catching up to do here. We're 12.5%. The last OECD report came out there only a number of months ago. The Education at a Glance says that we're still down near the bottom.
The other thing that the Department of Education told me is that, you know, where schools request a voluntary contribution from parents, it should be made expressly clear that there is no requirement to pay this cost. I mean, do you think that's happening in every instance?
Well, I suppose I can only speak for maybe my own experiences as a principal for 20 years. And at the time that the government reduced capitation for primary from €200 back to €170, we actually had to introduce a voluntary contribution in our school at that particular time of €30. We never, ever put any pressure on families. In actual fact, in my view, there should be no need for it at all, because government really needs to step in. It's time government properly funded primary education.
So I just have a listener here saying €50 would be fine, but I paid €380 for transition year and €200 for the normal year. But Brian, we hear John Boyle there pointing the finger firmly back at the government when it comes to funding. And you did get on to the Department of Education.
Yeah, I mean, so much for free education. A Department of Education spokesperson said over €50 million was being made available to primary schools and special schools. That's for the free school books, which came in this September. They also pointed out various other measures they've brought in, capping the fees for school transport. There was a €100 payment for many children in receipt of child benefit, extra €100 on the back to school clothing and footwear allowance. And they emphasised again that while schools may request a voluntary contribution for parents, it must be made clear there is no requirement to pay this cost.
Brian, thank you very much. That's Brian O'Connell reporting. We were talking about the cost of living earlier, not unrelated to what Brian was just telling us about, but when Owen McGee was here, we were talking about the news that Electric Ireland is cutting their energy prices from November. But we have some latest figures from our colleague Robert Short, the RTE economics correspondent, and he says inflation rose at an annual rate of 6.3% in August. That's up from 5.8% in July, according to the latest figures from the CSO. There'll be more on that throughout the day. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.